Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Taking a look at today's top story, trend, or topic as John and Hugh kick off their final hour with The Big Story.
You already know.
On John and Hugh, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Big story is, of course, the Atlanta Braves blew a chance to take a series from the L.A. Dodgers in the ninth inning. Twice they had the final out in front of them and couldn't get a final strike and couldn't get it and ended up blowing it in extra innings again in one of the most frustrating losses of the year, blowing a great outing by Spencer Strider. The mustaches were going. He was blowing 100 miles an hour with gas in the sixth inning, got out of a big jam. And Spencer Strider fan club that is the midday show, it was about to have a big moment, but then the Braves lost the game. But that didn't dissuade them, though, because Andy and Bo are still on that mustache train.
No, listen, I was just out there in the bullpen with them, and I like how they rationalized for themselves how they were going to keep wearing a mustache, which looks great because Bunky Pants grows a mustache pretty fast. Like his mustache filled in pretty fast, and Bo Johnson as well. And they were trying to recruit me. I'm like, nah, I look like a porn star if I just cut all my face hair off and kept the mustache.
You couldn't like wax it and handlebar it?
Nah, I probably could. It's probably long enough. I probably could handlebar it a little bit.
Yep, I think you could.
But
wax
I would
that
have to go. I'd have to go see my man Tone to get it.
That might be a good look for you.
Get it, yeah.
Black
guy with a handlebar mustache.
Well, no, I mean, yeah, no, it could be. I mean, you could look at it this way: if you shaved your beard off, right,
mm-hmm.
and you did the wax and the handlebar and got somebody professionally to do it, and you didn't like it, you just shave that off and you just regrow your beard.
Booty face.
Yeah. I mean, you've been booty face.
You know how long it took me to grow this beard that I have?
I don't know, a year and a half, two.
Yeah, takes a little while. Okay. But it goes quick.
You're not dating. It's not like any big deal.
Yeah, you know, for real, John. It's like that's the one thing that I was saying in the bullpen. It's like it's not like I'm dating.
Right.
I've been looking like this for the longest, unkept. I've been looking unkept this long.
I mean, that's not the longest I've seen your beard.
Yeah,
I've seen your beard longer.
I'm going for the whole. I haven't even been to the barber to shape it up.
No, either. I mean, it got so long. At one time, I said, "Remember, I told you were going to start shooting ducks."
Duck Dynasty type.
Yeah,
situation.
Right.
Black
Dynasty.
Yeah,
that'd be a TV show.
I can wear it.
We'll get with Tyler Perry. We'll do Black Dynasty.
I don't think I can wear the handlebar mustache. I'm gonna leave that to Orin. I'm gonna let Orin do that. Let him go ahead and do that.
Orin, you gonna do a handlebar mustache? That would be
What's the big story, guys?
Was that a Jimmy Buffett song?
The pencil thin mustache.
Pencil thin mustache. Thank you. Yeah, it was Jimmy.
I had a pencil thin mustache.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Those are really porn star mustaches. The pencil thin ones.
Uh-huh.
That's a porn star.
Braves off today. They head to Philadelphia. The Bryce Harper-less Philadelphia Phillies. He's out for an extended period of time after breaking his thumb. Pitch hit him in the thumb over the weekend, 97-hour fastball. He is out. So no Bryce Harper in Philadelphia. Then they're off to Cincinnati. So a week on the road here in Philadelphia and Cincinnati beginning on Tuesday and see if they can shake off. Because, that loss last night, I was just –
It was tough.
Yeah.
No question about it. It was tough.
It was the hardest loss of the year.
Like,
considering who you were playing to and Freddie and the Dodgers.
What made it tough was people were leaving. Because, this is over. This thing over.
Nope. We got three more innings.
Yeah.
Yeah. United struggled over the weekend, too. Played one of a listless match in Toronto. Not a good sight from, had one really good individual performance on their score, on their goal from Ataujo. But outside of Ataujo, nothing. I mean, their back line, this is the, you know, you're getting a new keeper, you're getting a new center back. Hopefully that will be upgrades. Whatever's, you know, was clicking for United didn't click in Toronto, and now they got to go back-to-back in New York City. If you were looking at this three-game road trip saying 1-1 and 1, the victory was supposed to come in Toronto. When they made it 1-1, I said, okay, I'll accept a tie and try and split New York and get lucky. But now to go 1-1 and 1, you got to get a win and a tie in New York City against Red Bulls and NYCFC back-to-back. Good luck with that. Good luck. Let's hope they can do it. There is a couple of stories, though, I want you to comment on, Hugh. One, do you want the serious one or the fun one?
Let's go with the serious one.
Okay, the serious one is there are negotiations going on for Brittany Griner right now, and they're trying again. This is outrageous what's happening to this woman.
Hopefully it's not on a weekend. It's not going to be on the weekend, right?
Or on a holiday.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah. So there are negotiations between the State Department and Russia. She is such a political prisoner, and we all know this.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, in addition to the fact that they got this whole thing up with her wife and trying to get her together, and nobody realized that nobody was going to be the office on Monday after Juneteenth on Sunday, and they couldn't make the connection on the phone call, and just how ridiculous that was, that nobody in Washington had a clue what was going on at the State Department. But I'm disappointed that there isn't more of an outcry, maybe from state or maybe even from the White House, to blow this up a little bit bigger. We have a major star athlete who is nothing short of a political prisoner of Vladimir Putin, and I think we ought to be making some damn hay about it. I don't know. Maybe they're trying to work the back channels here. Why is she spending 4 months in jail?
Because she's a woman. And she plays in the WNBA. And I am not trying to say that and to be cruel. That's just the fact of the matter.
Can you imagine an NBA player being held over there?
That's my point, John. That is my point. You know, it's funny. When we were talking about that, what was it? When we had that conversation on, it was like a couple months. It was when it first happened. And I told Orin, I was like, man, they're not going to get her because she's a woman and she plays in the WNBA. And she is deemed not that important. I mean, and that's the reality of the situation. Because you hear more, I see more about the Brittany Griner thing from other NBA players, Dawn Staley, people like that, other women talking about it, more so than I see news coverage about it. I see more like on social media posts and things of that nature than I actually see news coverage about it. And I knew that was going to be the case because of who she was and the way that it went down. I mean, I knew that, and I knew it was unfortunate. And then, you know, I know her family said something about they wanted to kind of keep it a little quiet because they didn't want her to become a martyr or a political icon or something like that. They said,
she's a political prisoner right now.
Yeah, so they didn't want it to be one of those things where it drew it too much attention.
Well, no, I see, and all deference to her family makes the call, but I disagree. I think you got to raise high hell.
When you heard,
it's been
what
4 months.
Got picked up on.
Yeah, trace amounts of hash oil in her vape pipe. I mean, really?
Yeah,
I'm surprised an athlete would even vape. I mean, given that, but you know.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people feel like it's the equivalent to hookah.
That's fine. I'm not worried.
I know what you're saying. But
trace amounts of hash oil in a vape pipe. And, you know, I mean, do I trust that the Russians didn't just, say that?
They saw who she was and said during the time.
I mean, because have we seen any absolute proof?
I have not.
Nope.
But I knew she was going to be there for a while.
Oh, you know what? We found trace amounts of hash oil in here. Trace amounts. Okay. And you're going to be in prison for 4 months and counting. How long is she going to be out there? I mean, sitting in prison, that's the serious one. I just don't get this. And again, in deference to her family, that's her family. I'm still raising high hell Wimbledon, to whatever degree that would be, you know, to put public pressure on this, you know, shine a spotlight on this. Because I think the story gets lost.
What's that?
The Griner story.
Oh, I thought you said the, when you said Wimbledon, I thought you said.
No, you know, so the Qatar cutter, however we're going to pronounce it out there, is hosting the World Cup, and they came out and said, no parties, you can't drink, you can't have sex with anybody but your wife,
you
that
can't
kind
have
of thing,
sex
right?
with people right? outside of somebody you're married.
And if you have gay sex, forget about it, you're going to prison for 7 years, if you even say you're gay. All right, so that's Qatar. And we said, good luck with that. When the English hooligans show up, if Britain makes the championship game, there are going to be 20,000 British nationals there, and they're going to say, if they win it, you guys can't party? You, oh. Okay. That ought to be a fun clash of cultures to see. Well, now Wimbledon is underway. Wimbledon is an area of town, sort of like Fenway's an area of town, Hugh, or Wrigley's an area of town. Wimbledon is not just the lawn and tennis club. It's an area of London. So, mm-hmm. so the residents of Wimbledon have put up signs all over the place. Hey, listen, come enjoy the tennis, but no parties, no booze, no sex parties, no none of that. First off, I wasn't aware that tennis brought booze and sex parties, but apparently the residents of Wimbledon are saying that the booze and sex parties for the tournament are out of control. For tennis.
I believe that.
For tennis. I thought tennis was like, you know, what, strawberries and cream and, you know, people sitting around.
No, you know what's funny? I used to hear stories about Olympic Village. You know, we've talked about it. Like, people go out of town to get some strange. Like, that's the mission. I mean, you know, used to be a young man. You remember how those days used to be.
Yeah, but not for tennis.
For any event.
No,
any,
it's tennis.
No, it's any event that you can get some strange, you're trying to get some strange.
Okay, you know, if it's horse racing, sure, there's
strange,
a gambling and drinking.
You get some strange at the
You know,
horse
I mean,
racing.
if it's, you know.
It's kind of like the Final Four of tennis. Like, everybody, like,
the freak nigga tennis.
Yeah. Trying to get some strange. Everybody, like, anywhere that you have
the freak nick of tennis,
anywhere that you have a large gathering of individuals,
right?
People are going to try to get some strange. Some strange is going to go down. It's going to be some strange.
All right,
go
that's
down.
Fair enough because golf is supposedly the same way. But you look at Phoenix,
golf, yeah.
You look at Phoenix, it is out of control.
Can I tell you, Aronimink? Is it Aronimink? That's in Pennsylvania, right?
Yes. Is it Pennsylvania or Jersey?
Aronimink is in Pennsylvania.
I one of the two. Anyway, it's a big
well,
club.
Anyway, I lived down the street when I lived in Pennsylvania from Aronimink. And, you know, I forgot the name of the golf. Tiger was there. Bottom line, Tiger was there. And I was getting ready to go to work, John. And I never saw so many women walking. And it wasn't warm outside. We're talking about Pennsylvania when the golf season started early.
Uh-huh.
They were walking outside with dresses on, like party dresses, like, you know, hey, I'm trying to holler type outfits. And I was like, wow, I never knew golf was like that. Like, yes. So, yes. Yes.
I know. I just didn't think of.
Everywhere. You
know,
anywhere
the
you
button
go.
Button down Wimbledon, you know.
No, anywhere
I mean,
you go, no, people
apparently
like,
they
hey,
got
listen.
Drug and booze fueled sex parties going in and around the. I'm like, okay. So much so the residents have had it. And then, you know, they put up these big signs of the police and everything. I'm like, really? Okay. Now I really want to go to Wimbledon.
Do you know what? You know what's funny? I didn't know if you knew this or not. Some people's ideal of a good time is to get some strange. Like, seriously. Like, on the weekend. Like, that's – if they don't have any encounters, then they didn't have a party. Like, some people – that's how some people are. Some people roll like that.
All right. Okay.
I have some friends like that.
I've had friends like that too.
I've
had weekends like that too.
I'm not gonna say their names on the radio.
Because as you said, I was a young unmarried man at one point.
Yeah, I mean, man,
with money
listen,
in my pocket.
Used to be like I remember though. Like there's
I was
some
anchoring
people out there
at CNN.
Listening.
I was anchoring CNN, unmarried, 27 years old. Yes.
There's some people out there listening to this show right now. I guarantee you, that came to Atlanta back in the day. And went to the Freaknik and had some kids that they know nothing about.
Oh, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
That's always been a concern of mine.
Yeah.
Actually.
Really, John?
I told that to my beautiful bride. I said, I keep wondering if I'm going to get a phone call someday.
Wow.
Well, that's, I mean.
Wow. I wasn't expecting that one. And the level of disappointment on Orange's face. That's what Kenley Jansen looked like last night. That's the look right there when he was on the mound. That's what I'm talking about. Ice water in his face. Right there. Well, right there. I mean, there it is.
I don't know how to top that one. Josh Allen's got something to say, and we got something to say about what he's got something to say. All right, next, John and Hugh.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 99 The Game. Big stories this week, of course, Braves road trip to Philadelphia and Cincinnati, see if they can get back on track after the disaster, the way that game ended yesterday, and shake off that dust and get back into the race, five games behind.
Hey, 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 shake it off, shake it off. I just had that song in my head.
Yeah, and I'm just hearing today's Tom Sawyer, so. Anyway, there's that big story this week. Of course, NBA free agency, that's going to be a big story this week. The Freaknik of tennis will be a big story this week and for the next 2 weeks.
A friend of mine just texted me because her daughter plays. And she said Wimbledon is that's like the Super Bowl of tennis.
It is.
It's the Super Bowl.
I know some people like to think the U.S. Open is, but
so
it's
if
not.
It's the Super Bowl of tennis, then there you have it. Because people at the Super Bowl, you know, they you know.
Yeah, the Masters like to me is the Super Bowl of golf, and Wimbledon is the Super Bowl of tennis, yes.
You know, we have Wimbledon on, right? And I'm do you see the players actually playing? But do you see all the other people? Like, you see the kid running across the court or whatever?
Yeah, the ball.
Man, listen.
Ball.
They move with a sense of purpose. And the ones that are standing in the back that always have to catch the ball and stuff, I wonder how much money they make.
I think they're volunteers.
They volunteer to do that?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's an honor. I think a lot of them are from the local tennis club and from –
But you know, I guess they have to train to do that, though, right?
Yeah.
Because they have to know exactly what to do and where to move. Because
yes, they do.
If outside of watching the tennis match, everything that they're doing, John, is kind of orchestrated. Because you see the boys or the girls, they run across the court and then they flip sides like simultaneously.
Well, you know, there's like doubles and mixed doubles and stuff like that. And you can work the opening round of mixed doubles if you're young. You have to ascend. I mean, if you're going to get to like the title match at center court, you've been doing it a while.
Okay.
And you're really good at it.
I thought that was pretty cool because you know, see them as soon as the ball, like they make sure there's nothing that stops the play.
It's like bat boys. I mean, and bat girls. I mean, those things are not.
They're standing at attention, though. They're not moving. Right. They're standing at attention, and they're doing that the whole match.
That's probably tougher than being a bat boy.
That's what I'm saying. That's the whole match.
Yep. But we got some other stories we haven't hit today. One of them is, look, I don't know what's going to happen. I feel for the people of Buffalo in this regard. You know, you're 0-4-4 in Super Bowls. And when you've got a town that's 0-4 multiple Super Bowls, like we are in Atlanta, we're 0-2. But Buffalo's 0-4. Minnesota, Minneapolis 0-4. And Buffalo's been right, and they were right there last year. And then what happened to him? Coin toss, right? Coin toss. And so Josh Allen loses that, you know. He's not letting this go. And at some point, you just got to let it go. But he's not. Because out there, what was this, yesterday or day before there, Oren?
Can't hold it back.
I mean, over the weekend. Okay, yesterday or day before, one of the two. Josh Allen, star quarterback at the Buffalo Bills, still talking about that coin toss against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Up to that point, I think I was 9-0 throughout the season. In our production meeting, it was jinxed. I was 0-2 that game. Jinx. Brought up that stat. You're 9-0. So I go 0-2 on coin tosses that game. I switched it up. I went heads first, and then I went tails at the end, and it was obviously flip flop.
Was he asked the question, or did he just offer it up? No. So, I mean, I guess that's a little different.
Yeah, I mean, I know. I guess
we live in the past.
You know, I mean, yeah, just
that's a little different.
Yeah. Okay. But all right.
Let it go.
If I'm him, okay, then I probably preface it by saying, okay, this is the last time I'm ever going to talk about this because it's not relevant to what we're going to do this year, okay? And I mean that the NFL wants to do this whole thing about changing the coin flip, or whatever. You know, I mean, the only rule change I need to have right now, and I know this is just going over here, is, Hugh, I got to have robo-umpires in baseball. I got to have them.
The strike zone.
Oh, it's just outrageous.
It was
I mean,
it was
Matt
wild.
Olson
it
turned
was
around. Matt Olson turned around yesterday. Well, what the
hell? Yeah, that was wild yesterday. That was wild.
He wanted to get tossed for that one because it was like a foot inside. I mean, maybe not a foot, but.
The robo ump. I mean, I don't know. That's a tough one. But it is interesting how. But both pitchers were getting, they were both getting kind of a little squeezed yesterday a little bit. But it's interesting how the strike zone, it expands and constricts depending on who's out there. That is kind of interesting.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's what they, you know, and then they went, because before the box, in the days before the box, right, I mean, really the strike zone, they always said from the armpits to the knees and above the plate, right? Mm-hmm. And so some guys would adopt these, like, really small, like Pete Rose and some of these, you would squeeze down your batting stance to squeeze the strike zone down, mm-hmm. okay? And so, you know, something that, oh, it's at his shoulders. When if he actually stood up in the box, it would actually be, you know, it probably may have been a high strike. So some guys tried to make that box small. But the umpires would always call it like mid-thigh to just above the belt. I mean, it was a really tight strike zone.
Mm-hmm.
And they finally said, look, you guys have to expand this strike zone a little bit because it's ridiculous how tight that is. You know, I mean, something over. So they did, and they come up with the box. Now they got the box. But the box, I don't think the box lies. And frankly, how many there are websites dedicated to calling out umpires who can't, you know. There was one. Yeah, one guy from the Marlins who struck out. And we had one, Ozuna, earlier this year. But one guy from the Marlins struck out on three pitches, and they showed you where the three pitches were. None of them were even close. It was like, okay, that none of them are even remotely close. It's just stupid. Anyway, I don't know why I got off on that, but I just was like frustrated.
It was going on a lot yesterday.
Yeah, and look, it benefited us too. I mean, I'm not going to argue. Okay, I'm not going to sit here and pretend it didn't. But to Josh Allen and the coin flip, I mean, is this something that you think the NFL's got to? We keep talking about them tweaking, you know, overtime and trying to fix it.
I'm the last guy you should ask about the coin flip because
you don't want to hear it. I ain't here for it.
You didn't even give me a chance to get it out of my
mouth. I was
about
to ask Gabe, but he jumped in.
You know, he been chopping at the bit all
day.
I've
been waiting for you to say something about that. He kept letting the story unravel.
I'm a fan of the coin toss. I'm a fan of good defense, too. So I hear what everybody's saying, and I got you. But Cincinnati Bengals, they didn't win the coin toss.
Well, now everybody gets a chance,
what you're
right?
Saying. Is he shouldn't be mad that he said heads instead of tails.
Basically.
He should be mad as bum-ass what defense for not getting Mahomes off the
basically.
Field. That's what you're telling me.
Basically. But guess who bum-ass defense
But he doesn't want to call his defense
guess
out.
Guess who bum-ass defense did get him off the field?
Well, they didn't face Mahomes. They faced Josh Allen.
Them Cincinnati Bengals. Them Cincinnati Bengals.
That INT help a little bit? Just a little bit?
A friend of mine said they don't know why Mr. John – is surprised about Wimbledon. They called you Mr. John.
You don't have to call me Mr. John. I've never been to England, so I've never been to Wimbledon. I just assumed it was a stuffy.
Didn't Ludacris say that? Freaks all over the world.
For crying out loud, it's called the Lawn and Tennis Club. The Lawn and Tennis Club.
The level of disappointment on his face.
Hey, gotta wear all white.
Ain't it freaks all over the world? Ain't that the name of the song?
Right, well, but still, it's
the level of irritation. Why are you so irritated with me, though? That's what I don't understand. No, I thought it was freaks all over the world.
Those two correlate. He's got freaks all over the world, and he's got pros in different area codes. I mean, those two are related, aren't they?
Mr. I don't have pros in different area codes, okay?
I'm calling you Mr. John. I like that.
I've never been. Have you ever been to
you
London?
You don't have pros in different area codes, John.
But okay. I want to, if I, listen, I like if I go to London now, my mission would be different than it was, say, if I was in my 20s.
Yeah, well, the true. Have you ever been to London, Orin?
No, I have not. Abe, have you ever been to London?
I have been to London.
Okay. I'm just guessing. What did you pack in your suitcase?
Was there prophylactics?
I was a kid.
Oh, well, you
made it weird.
You definitely missed it. you need to go back then, son. You need to go
all
back.
Right. Yeah, all the adult things you missed out on, Abe.
Hugh was actually scheduled to go to London, but he
no, listen, he let me tell you. Wait,
should I do it? Should I go there?
No, let me tell you.
He wasn't on Jacksonville long enough.
No. That don't bother me. But I remember back in the day.
Yeah, because you didn't play for the London Jaguars.
No, I didn't. But I remember back in the day, a lot of guys would go to Carnival.
Like in they Rio. Would
go to Rio.
Okay, well, that's different. I expect
and they used to set, like, they would tell stories about Rio.
Matter of fact, there would probably be nothing.
It's Brazil, Hugh. That's not the stuff he
Carnival in Rio, probably the number one hedonism spot in the world.
No, I'm just saying. But that's it's the same thing.
No, it's not. Wimbledon and Carnival are not the same thing.
No, it is the same thing. Like, the mission doesn't change. It's like Wimbledon, Carnival. The mission is the same.
No.
Like, that's all I'm trying to tell
you.
No.
It is the same.
No.
If y'all, the mission is the same. Rio, Wimbledon, the same. Mission is the same. Especially if you go to Wimbledon, because you know they got money. They got some people over there got money. You want to see how they live.
Yeah, well, what we're discussing here, by the way, I probably should bring some of the audience who's just joining us up there. The residents of Wimbledon in the Lawn and Tennis Club around Wimbledon in England in that area of London, which I'm assuming is a really high-end area of London, that is a bunch of stuffy people and all that kind of stuff because they're British. And, you know, the whole thing is that I'm thinking here that they are having wild drug and sex parties, so much so, booze and drugs, that the residents of Wimbledon have posted all over the area, stop, you know, we're paying for extra police. The drug and booze and sex parties have to stop. And I went, really? Around Wimbledon?
What was the name of that prince that hung out with the dude?
Andrew.
Like, but I'm just saying, the freaks in the palace.
Yeah. Well.
That was too much?
No. Andrew was, you know.
Why is Orin looking at me like that, dude? You didn't dump that, did you? That went out over there?
Yeah.
He's so disappointed in me right now.
Andrew doesn't sweat.
I didn't name any names, though.
He says he doesn't sweat anyway.
He doesn't sweat. I don't recall that young lady.
And I didn't sweat. I don't sweat.
Is this her with the picture? Maybe I did. Okay, my bad. I'm done.
No, you're not. Hughes World's next.
Oh, it is? I thought this was Hughes World. Oh, well, I'm going to talk about some stuff. I don't know what I'm going to talk about, but it's going to be something. All that on the other side of Sports Radio 92.9 K.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thoughts this unique can only develop in one place. The mind of Hugh Douglas.
John said it this morning, triskaidekaphobia.
This is Hugh's World.
Habanero? I got to say it like that? Habanero? How about I just say habanero?
On John and Hugh.
TMI, but underwear is not a part of my daily regimen.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
So before I get started to talk about what I want to talk about, so when am I going to get my T-shirt, man? I want my Community Q t-shirt. When can I get my t-shirt?
Beg your pardon, Hugh Douglas?
When can I get my t-shirt?
Hey, is he begging on air for a t-shirt?
No, he said he has it. I'm not begging.
Can we rewind a bit here real quick, Hugh Douglas?
Okay.
Shout out to the good folks at Community Q Barbecue. Heard us talking about them on the air, and they sent Hugh and I a couple of shirts. One Atlanta United Community Q shirt, which was the Atlanta United colors and the stripes over a pig. And then they sent us a Falcon shirt with the Falcons logo. Excuse me, a pig with the Falcons logo.
Okay. Abe, did you get one of those shirts?
I saw them being handed out.
Yeah, I didn't either. Yeah. So.
Abe didn't even get his jersey from that girl that tackled him. So what makes you think?
I didn't get my shoes from the Hawks. What's your point?
Somebody stole your shoes, John.
Oh, that's right. I did get them.
That was your fault.
In a locked office, not my fault.
That was your fault. Nope. That was your fault.
Not my fault.
Seriously.
It was a pandemic, and he wasn't here.
He should have came to work and got them.
In any case, though, they gave Hugh a shirt that apparently he thought was too small. And he spent the better part of a segment on Friday upset that the shirt was too small. So Matthew McKenna reached out to Hugh and told him to stop crying, and he get him the shirt. I went to Community Q on Friday and got some barbecue, and they're like, "Where's Hugh? I thought he was coming to get a shirt today."
I'm coming to Community Q. I'm coming to get some barbecue.
So, wait a second. You can't just do the whole Zeno Schmedium thing?
No, he can't do that. Zeno has that on lock.
Oh, is that what it is?
He has
a patent on Schmedium shirts.
He has done a lot. But I'm coming to Community Q I'm coming to get it because those black eyed peas with the meat in it, I'm intrigued by those. They are black eyed peas, right?
Yeah, the black eyed peas. He'd be intrigued by everything they have on the meat.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. But I'm really intrigued by that because I had a taste for some beans last week and I didn't feel like making them.
Somebody else's beans.
Yeah, I'm going to let somebody else cook for me.
All right.
Yeah.
Yep. In any case, Hugh, this shirt is in my car.
Okay, I'm just checking. I'm just checking.
I got your shirt. Your double XL shirt.
Question. Does anybody check the text? Like, I see, like, I've noticed, like, y'all don't check the text messages.
Tread very carefully.
My computer's not even working.
About? Y'all don't check the text message because I sent y'all something that was really cool
very
the other day.
Carefully about.
No,
y'all
I'm
don't
saying.
Check oh, the text messages.
Yeah. Oh, I
okay.
Think
I don't.
Talking,
I
our text.
Okay.
Our text.
Who doesn't know
Solomon
that
Brothers
I don't read the show sheet?
Diamond text line.
They know I don't read the show sheet. People know that. They know that. But I'm doing a better job. I read my show sheet today. But the point that I'm making is this. I found something.
Congratulations.
Yes. I'm patting myself on the back for doing my job.
Wow.
For doing the job that I'm getting paid to do. I'm patting myself on the back.
Oh my
Give
God.
Me my flowers.
Extra rapid fire question from this morning. Is Hugh Douglas's rundown reading sheet, is that just a hot streak or is that the new Hugh Douglas?
That's Which the one? New Hugh Douglas.
That's a hot streak of water.
Can I have my time back, please? Because I found something that I think that we're all going to like. I don't know, John Freaky, you need to get out your comfort zone a little bit. I'm just going to put that out there.
Okay.
Did y'all see the thing that I sent y'all for Sandbox VR?
Sure.
Did y'all click on it?
Maybe.
No, clicked on it, yes.
I thought it'd be a virus.
Really, John? I'm sending out viruses now?
Well, I don't
Dude,
know.
Dude, did you see how cool that is? So basically, this is it.
Man,
it's coming to Atlanta, and it's basically where they have, I don't know how they're going to do it, but it's like a room where we can, like, it's like a VR setup where we can fight zombies and stuff, man, and they're building one here in Atlanta, Georgia right now, and that's something that I really think that we should
is that
do.
All you,
as a
is
show.
That all they do? Is
well,
that
it's like you
can VR for
practice for the apocalypse.
Well, it's like different virtual reality rooms. You can go in with, like, a group of people. And you could basically fight aliens. You can fight pirates. You can fight zombies.
Well,
it's like
Hugh's going to get lost in the P-Valley virtual reality room.
Oh, did you watch that? P-Valley off the hook.
No, I'm sure it is.
You also now started something else, John.
You start. Why'd you just? You know I got ADD and I'm starting a new conversation. But no, I'm going to leave the P-Valley one alone because I can't really talk about it because it aired last night and I'm pretty sure a lot of people haven't seen the episode yet. But I will say this about P-Valley.
Okay.
One of the young ladies that was in a steamy moment in the thing last night.
Uh-huh.
We went to school together. She went to my school, and she's also a Delta. Matter of fact, they both were Delta. Never mind. That's
Excuse
getting off into
you,
something
you
else. No, never mind. That's getting off into something totally
That's the whole
different.
Point. The whole point
but
of this
no.
segment is to go way over here.
No, but the sandbox, dude. Look, click on it because I wish I could send it out to the people.
All I got is
that
just
are listening.
A landing page.
No, what you do, John? Let me show you. Let me show you how to do it. Because yes, let me show you what to do.
Right.
You go, you take the page,
right,
and you go up here in the corner.
Okay.
And you look, you type experience, and it'll show you the experience of the different virtual reality rooms.
Okay. You can tweet it out, Douglas, can't you?
I don't know how to do that. You got to do
link.
It. I don't know how to tweet the link out.
Just copy and paste the link.
Is that it? Okay, well, let me do that, dear. But listen, you have to go into the menu and everybody, you have to click experiences.
And watch trailer?
And watch the trailer, because that's what you actually do. It's like a VR room. You get like a little gun. You put the goggles on and everything. And like I was thinking, we could go in as like a fire team.
Now I do the Star Trek one.
We could do the fire team.
So it tells me there'd be a problem with call outs.
We're doing this together?
Yes. Who you want to do it by yourself?
I'm just trying to figure out what the activity is with this.
You know, I don't like the condescending tone that you have when I'm talking about it. I don't like that at all.
You, to heck with those guys. I'll do this with you.
You see what I'm saying? You see how fun that looks?
They're not even looking.
I'm in. I'm already in.
They're not even.
I would Look do this. Told me I mean, we go after. Just do me a favor. We go after a show. We don't have to come back downtown.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I would do this.
First, I don't know where they're putting it, because they haven't announced where they're putting it. That's why I sent you the link. So you can sign up for the newsletter, because when the sandbox comes here, dude, did you see the experiences? Look, I don't like the condescending tone that Orin had. Or like he been married a whole week and he acting funny already.
You know how that is, Hugh. Life has changed for him.
Life has changed.
I'm all brand new with it.
You know what? I'm gonna add some of my show friends.
Excuse you?
My show, the other two lawyer listeners.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant the other two people that are in the studio with you.
You get
right
demoted
now.
When you get married, and you get demoted from King of Castle down to Worker Bee. You know how it works.
I'm just tweeting it out because I don't know how to do all the writing and stuff, but I'm going to tweet it out. But just click the menu and click experiences, and it can show you what it is. That looks really cool, though. You get the little gun and everything, and they have the whole room set up. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I don't like his kind of. Abe, you going?
Because I told you, I'm in on this.
Orin's not allowed to hang no more. He can't.
What the hell? I can hang.
He acting funny.
You know, I actually think the Maven would be into something.
No, because how cool is that? You can fight pirates. You could be on the deck of a ship or anything like that. Yeah, I definitely want to do the sandbox.
I think that would be fun.
And they already have some. That would be a way to do
video. That's next level video gaming.
Yes, it is. It is, and it's like.
Being surrounded and being in the world, that'd
like
be pretty cool.
$40 to $50 a person. I don't know how long. They didn't really say how long.
Maybe.
I'm thinking maybe an hour. Can't be a half an hour. A half an hour. I'm not paying that for a half an hour.
Not for a half hour.
But for an hour,
yeah,
I can fight zombies for an hour.
Sure.
And do some fire team.
I bet you work up a sweat.
No, I bet, because you're doing call outs and everything. Because I think that you can still like the audio, you can hear everybody. Yeah, you can hear everybody. So, yeah.
You know what? If we do it, we should record it, because we could play it on the air.
I think it records.
Damn it.
I think it records.
John, really? You think I'm the weak link in this video
No,
game?
I'm the Come weak
on.
Link.
Okay, just making sure we all understand what's going on here. I'm the one who's not calling out.
That quick, it got competitive. It just got competitive.
I'm saying you play a game, Hugh. You need call outs.
You need to know what's going on.
I do too. Probably
especially
even more so
if you're fighting and like, you know, you're being invaded from all sides, then yeah, you need to be calling out the fire team. You need to help the fire team.
You'd have to be the team leader.
No, Abe.
No, I'm not listening to Abe, because he's just going to be starting.
You don't listen Monday through Friday during the show. You think you're going to listen at some video game event?
You knew that was coming.
Doesn't do it during work times. So you think he'll listen during all times?
Look at him co-signing. Now you want to co-sign.
Did I know what was coming?
I guess the zombie apocalypse.
Okay.
I guess.
Did Abe say something that I missed?
Oh, no, you mute Nate. You're ignoring him. We'll ignore him till tomorrow.
You're the team leader, Hugh.
Is that right?
Yes.
Fire team leader?
Yep, you're fire team leader. I'm only taking orders. I'm only taking orders from you.
Fire team. Okay. We
so
can,
dead.
We what?
What? So dead.
Man's got more experience doing this than the three of us.
I saw him on that link he posted this weekend of him running up the field on a run play. That's the guy you want leading us in the battle, John Freaky?
Yes.
Hey, I thought it was a pass.
Are you
that guy who misdiagnosed that play?
Hey, but Brian Dawkins had my back, though.
Can Brian Dawkins play with us too, then, Hugh Douglas?
Yeah, you know what? I'll probably call him or try.
We can't have after the fact, Hugh, they were on the left side also. We can't have that after we got obliterated defending the right.
My bad, I was playing the run.
Hey, it looked like it's going to be
my
fun.
My bad,
though.
I was playing the run. All right, the second great line from today. First great line, of course, is the Freaknik of tennis. You know, between Freaknik and my bad, okay. Andy and Jason Longshore, top of the hour next with John and Hugh.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.